Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
8:09, Bob Surratt in the morning. This song kind of fits today. Adding to our down feelings today, news about the death of Brian Dennehy. Dean Richards joins us from WGN-TV now. And we kind of thought about Brian Dennehy as a Chicagoan, didn't we, Dean?
We sure did. Everybody thought that he was from here because he was here so often. He loved performing here. Started in the mid-1980s with his nearly lifelong association with Robert Falls, who is now the artistic director of the Goodman Theater. He started with Bob Falls back at the Wisdom Bridge Theater up in Rogers Park, and they would do little productions together. When Bob Falls went to the Goodman, Brian Dennehy followed. It was about that time in Dennehy's career that he was getting TV roles. One of his very first, I have to go back and see if I can find this someplace. He was on a Kojak episode, Brian Dennehy on Kojak, but he made his rounds of, shows like that. But his love was theater, and he loved the Chicago theater scene. I remember I saw him at the Victory Gardens Theater, the old Victory Gardens Theater, the very small Victory Gardens Theater, do Long Day's Journey and Tonight, which is a very long and very challenging Eugene O'Neill play for which he won a Tony Award on Broadway. But I saw him do it at this little theater, and it was unbelievable to see the magic that he exuded on stage. He won two Tony Awards for Death of a Salesman and Long Day's Journey and Tonight. He was nominated for Emmy Awards six times for some of the great television performances that he did that included portraying Indiana University coach Bobby Knight. He played John Wayne Gacy. Remember that creepy performance? He did Willie Loman and won a Golden Globe for it, also for television. But movies, so many great ones. He was in the first Rambo movie with Stallone. He was in Cocoon, Silverado, FX, In Broad Daylight. The list goes on and on and on of something like 123 movies, not the least of which Tommy Boy with the great Chris Farley. An amazing career. And, the word, great actor, one of the greatest of all time, is thrown around way too often. But I think it's so apt and so perfect for Brian Dennehy, who is just such a great actor. And I know from interviewing him multiple times over the years, one of the most down-to-earth, nicest, unassuming guys that you could sit down with. Bob, you must have met him and talked to him through the years, I would think.
Yep. He was very visible in town here, as Chris Jones wrote in the Tribune. He often made late-night appearances at Kingston Mines. He was at Wrigley Field. And I was reading about him this morning, and I forgot, in the movie 10, he's the bartender who consoles Dudley Moore.
Yeah.
He's done everything, but Bob Falls, the artistic director of the Goodman, forged a very close relationship with Brian Dennehy, and many of us were fortunate enough to see many of Dennehy's performances at the Goodman.
Yeah, Bob Falls just must be crushed at his lifelong friend passing away. 81 years old, he died of cardiac arrest due to sepsis. We've had him here at WGN, both the TV and radio stations, so many times. He was such a comfortable interview. I was digging through some of the old interviews and found one from 2006. He had just been given an award by DePaul University. And I'm going to play the full interview on my Sunday show this weekend, but just a little bit of the great Brian Dennehy reflecting on his life and his career.
Bob's and mine intentions right from the beginning were to do impossible things, to try to do very difficult plays. Plays that are not heard very much. So we did Galileo, we did Touch of the Poet, we did Iceman Cometh. And then we did a Death of a Salesman. You can hardly say the Death of a Salesman hadn't been heard, but we kind of did it in a different way. And then Long Day's Journey and Huey. So we've done a lot of interesting stuff, but it all started in this little theater in Rogers Park in 80, 81, something like that, 82.
Are some of those that you just mentioned your crowning achievements, you think, in stage performance?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's interesting thinking back on I hate to use the word career, because I always look at my life as somebody falling down an endless flight of stairs. A career hardly describes it. But the only thing that counts, ultimately, especially when you get to my age and you start looking back, which you have to do because you can't look forward, the only thing that really counts is trying to do things that you're not sure you can do. There's no point in doing things that you know you can do. There's no point in trying to do something safe. In the theater. Now, I do a lot of stuff in the movies and television that, you know, they hire me to do what I've done before, and that's fine. I understand that. You try to put a spin on it, but essentially they want you to do what you've done before. But in the theater, it's stupid to do something that you know you can do. You might as well get up there. You're not getting paid, so you might as well have fun. You might as well really challenge yourself. And Bob and I have both really made a career out of that. Him at the Goodman and myself wherever. And many times together. And he and I, when we get in the room together, become this third person, which is, and he's the only person that I've ever worked with whom that happens. And I love that. I love that experience. I love that challenging. I mean, we fight like hell. I mean, it's not any love feast when we're in the rehearsal room. People are always appalled when they hear us screaming at each other that we've worked together for 25 years, but we have. And we both feel the same way about it, that there is no point in doing something safe.
A little bit of our interview with Brian Dennehy from the year 2006, talking about his career and kind of, you know, philosophy, his love and affection for artistic director Robert Falls, now from the Goodman Theater. We're going to play back that full interview. We're going to play back some clips of many interviews that we did with him. One that was so touching was him. It was shortly after Roy Leonard retired, and he had a great relationship with Roy. You know, he loved coming to WGN and sitting and talking with him. And he remembers Sugar Roy very fondly. So we'll have some Brian Dennehy memories on Sunday.
Yeah, he had some very fun sessions on the radio with Steve Dahl over the years too. But as you say, he people thought he was from Chicago here because he had a lot of friends here.
He had a lot of friends here, but he was like sort of a Chicago guy.
He was.
You know, he'd show up to interviews, wrinkled shirt. And
hot dog in hand.
Yeah, looked like he just came out of the Billy Goat, for a television interview. And he didn't care. He just, it's like, hey, buddy, how you doing? Yeah. Give me a hug. Just a sweet guy. I never got into one of those shouting matches with him. I think I was a little too afraid. But
intimidating presence, for sure.
But that kind of Chicago guy who did not, he said what was on his mind. God bless him.
Yep. Dean will have more on his Sunday show here on the radio. And then after a quick break, we'll go over some home video picks. And I want to talk about that Together at Home Saturday night concert.
You are super excited about that.
I am. I was ready for it last weekend.
You brought that up almost every day this week.
I know, because I thought it was on last weekend.
Where Bob's going to be tomorrow night. Wow.
We'll get to that in a second here.
It is nightly updates on COVID-19's impact in Chicago and nationwide. Weeknights at 10:30 on WGN-TV, and then all the day's sports news at a new time. GN Sports 10:45 weeknights.
8:21 right now. Dean Richards Entertainment Report continues. What do you like on home video this weekend, Dean?
Well, I don't know if you've heard, Bob, but there's a big special that's going to be going on tomorrow night called One World Together at Home.
It's not on last week. It's on Saturday night.
It is not on last week. It is on tomorrow night. You're not going to be able to miss it because it's going to be on ABC, NBC, CBS, the CW, on iHeartMedia, and just about every video platform that's out there. It's going to be everywhere. This is all put together by Lady Gaga, who has assembled this team of performances. Her, Alicia Keys, Celine Dion, Ellen DeGeneres, among others, Jennifer Lopez, LL Cool J, Matthew McConaughey, Oprah, Pharrell Williams.
Who's not on this show?
It might be quicker to do it that way. Taylor Swift is going to be in on it as well. And it's going to be hosted by all of the late night hosts on all of the different networks. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Stephen Colbert. And it's going to be, starts at 7 o'clock Chicago time. Tomorrow night, and it's going to be performances and interviews. If that's not enough for you, starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, they're going to begin sort of a pre-show that'll be on Amazon Prime and Apple and Facebook, Instagram, and a lot of online platforms, kind of getting ready for the big show that will include a whole nother group of performances, including Jennifer Hudson and John Legend and Annie Lennox and Adam Lambert. And
wow.
There's Michael Bublé. I mean, there's just an amazing list of people who are going to be on this pre-show as well.
So, and I know Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder are on this. So the show is on 7 to 9 p.m. Everywhere on all the networks Saturday night. And then tell me about the pre-show again.
Yeah, that's starts at 1 o'clock Chicago time. It's strictly digital, and that'll be on Amazon Prime, Apple, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, Yahoo, and YouTube.
Okay, got it. All right, and then you have some other picks for us for the weekend.
Yeah, very definitely. There is a couple of movies I want you to know about. One's called Sela and the Spades. It's an original movie that's on Amazon Prime that is about a young girl who is at an affluent school. The school has five sort of cliques or you know, not exactly gangs, but, you know, factions. And it focuses on this one that is the most powerful, head by a young girl who will do anything to retain the power of this group. It's probably a good kids movie to watch. Lovie Simone stars. You may know her from Oprah's Greenleaf. That's running on Amazon Prime. There is kind of a coming-of-age romantic comedy also on Amazon Prime called My Senior Year that just deals with growing up, not only the funny, awkward parts of it, but the difficulties of growing up as well. On Netflix, there is a very R-rated comedy called Coffee and Kareem, which is, again, very R-rated buddy comedy about a 12-year-old boy who hires a criminal to scare his mom's new boyfriend, who happens to be a policeman. It's Taraji P. Henson and Ed Helms starring in that one. Over on the Disney Plus, Season 8 of Brain Games is going to start this weekend. Season 16 of The Incredible Dr. Paul. There is a movie that was just in theaters not long ago called Stuber. Kumail Nanjiani and Dave Bautista star. This is also kind of a buddy comedy. One's a cop, one's an Uber driver. That's on HBO Now. And because the Eastern Orthodox Easter is this weekend, I thought that my classic pick needs to be, if I'm going to have any peace of mind from my Greek relatives, if I don't recommend my big fat Greek wedding to watch this weekend. It's such a good movie. It's so funny. It's so relatable to everybody. That one is on Amazon Prime, iTunes, and Hulu. What do you mean you don't eat no meat? That's okay. I'll make a laugh.
Opa.
Opa. Right.
All right, Dean. And you're back to your regular time here on Sunday?
We'll be back regular time, 9 o'clock in the morning, featuring Brian Dennehy highlights throughout the morning.
Gotcha. Have a good weekend.
You too, Bob.
Talk to you on Monday.
It's-